Rolling Stone, Start Me Up. 7-Eleven. Tickets to the Moody Gardens Air, Car, and Boat Show in Galveston. That's coming up a little bit later in the hour. We'll do that at 7:40.
Let's do the birthday scam. This is a cool one. It just gets really reduces to where you call each other names. But this guy's having an issue with his girlfriend's car. He's a certified mechanic, so he had been working on it. And Dean from the dealer is going to call him out on that.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Dean Parsley, please?
This is me.
Mr. Parsley, this is Bob Sweeney from... I'm in the complaint division, and I understand we had some problems.
Okay, it's my girlfriend's car. And when I started getting into it, I discovered that the electronic fan motor was just running all the time.
Yeah.
Brought it down to, of course, the thermal switch in the radiator.
Of course.
Which was the part that was out.
So you went ahead, though, and took action yourself, I guess.
Yeah, I went ahead and replaced it. Okay, now, I'm a ASC-certified mechanic myself. I'm not working on cars anymore, but I'm not like what you call your class backyard mechanic or whatever.
Right.
But so anyways, Renee took the car back in to tell him what was wrong with it, and I thought that it was still just the switch, which it turned out to be. That's all they replaced. But they did charge me $49.13 for another kit.
Well, the thing is, I gotta stand by the work that my guys do. You know, we shouldn't even be refunding you that $50.
What I was told was that they were gonna warranty the first switch.
You shouldn't have even been in there. I think you know that. That should be handled by the dealership. And for you to go in there and monkey around,
I don't appreciate you accusing me of anything here or telling me that I don't know what I'm doing.
We like to have the professionals do the work.
And I'm not a professional.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, any idiot can get his toolkit out and go in there and screw something up.
Oh, now I'm an idiot.
I'm not saying that you're an idiot. I'm just saying
that sounds like what you're saying to me.
I'm just saying that there was some damage caused there. I don't even think we should refund you that $50. And I'm going to put a stop on that.
It's not like, and you can vouch for this if you work in the parts, if you work in car service at all, it's not like every brand new part is a valid part. You can buy bad, defective new parts. That's a fact. That I follow the instructions step by step, but there's nothing to that fan installation kit, the thermal kit.
This is a problem that needs to be looked at by a professional, and you're out there, you know, with a hammer pounding around.
That's probably, and I think you and I both know. What's your name?
Probably doing more damage than good.
I don't think so. What is your name, please?
There was some damage caused here.
Can you tell me your name?
Bob Sweeney.
Bob Sweeney.
You know, the way I see it, pal, you owe us.
You've already been paid for your work.
Well, we were underpaid.
I don't think so.
We did you a favor, and I was talking to the guys, and they mischarged you.
No, I don't believe so, Mr. Bob Sweeney.
Mr. Parsnip.
Parsnip?
I think that...
My name is not Parsnip, and I don't appreciate you getting smart with me. Is that the way you guys run your business?
Look, Elvis Parsley.
Yeah, you're pretty brilliant there, buddy.
What I don't need is some primitive Pete pounding around in there trying to make a repair that he knows nothing about, Elvis.
Well, I know a little bit more about that, and I hope you're really impressing your buddies there.
Maybe you and I should get together face-to-face.
Let's go.
Why don't you stop up and say hi to Dean and Raj?
Oh, you have.
It's the birthday scam, buddy.
All right. I appreciate it, but boy, I gotta tell you, I know a little bit more than most of their mechanics know about them cars up there.
This is from Renee.
Yeah, I kind of figured she'd be about the only one in on this.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.